President Wade, Dr. Stiefelman, members of the board, and administration. Good evening and Happy New Year. My name is Arielle Schwarting, and on behalf of the Columbia, Missouri State Teachers Association, I represent almost 500 teachers and staff of the Columbia Public Schools. I'd like to thank you for your time and commitment to our community and district throughout one of the most challenging years we've experienced. I'm certain that we're all looking forward to 2021 bringing in a fresh start, and I appreciate your continued dedication to your role and the effort you put into making informed decisions. In order to help inform some of the decisions you'll be making tonight, we took time over the last week to survey our members and get feedback about the possible return to in-seat learning. We heard from the majority of our members at the elementary and secondary levels, and we also reached out to our members in the early childhood setting to gather their feedback because they have been in person throughout the year. In our survey of elementary level teachers, we heard from 140 of our members. When asked if they felt comfortable returning to in-seat instruction, 46.4 of them said no. Some reasoning behind this response had to do with the lack of social distancing that can occur in some classrooms, unmasked time during lunch and breakfast, and changing weather not allowing as much outdoor time as it did in the fall. Additionally, concerns about the continued high case rates and infection rates, along with the return of college students, added to the list of reasons an in-seat return is not favored. On the other hand, 52.6 of elementary educators surveyed would be comfortable with an in-seat return of some sort. 9.3% of those would only feel comfortable returning to the two-day hybrid model, while the other 44.3% feel confident returning regardless of the model chosen. Those who feel most comfortable returning have faith in the routines and measures taken by the district in their buildings to keep staff and students safe. Many teachers and classrooms were not impacted when we returned to in-seat in October, and they trust themselves and their students' families to continue to take precautions if we are to return. Some feedback collected from our early childhood members expressed the thought that elementary would be the best option for an in-seat return due to the ability to keep more stable groups and make contact tracing easier. Shifting our focus to the secondary survey results, we gathered input from 114 members at the middle and high school levels. This data overwhelmingly showed that teachers did not feel comfortable returning to in-seat learning on the 19th. Only 22.8% of those surveyed supported a return to in-seat regardless of the model. Much of this feedback mirrored what we heard from the elementary members, with added concern regarding the larger student body numbers at the secondary levels. Social distancing and keeping stable groups will pose even more of a challenge, and the number of people having to quarantine from exposures is sure to increase compared to those at the younger grade levels. When looking across all levels surveyed, the common thread was this: teachers and staff members will feel more confident in a return when they have had the opportunity to receive the vaccine. 73% of those at the elementary and secondary levels that currently don't feel comfortable returning to an in-seat model stated that their opinion on the return would change. We appreciate the board's stance on encouraging the health department to prioritize all CPS staff members in the process of receiving vaccines. In summary, we're hearing that a large number of our elementary members are eager and ready to return to the classroom with their students, while the majority of secondary members prefer a return subsequent to receiving their vaccine. With any decision of a return, the logistics must be considered. We must be aware that regardless of anyone's personal opinions about COVID-19, students and staff will be required to quarantine if they are a close contact of a positive case. This will undoubtedly cause some classrooms and even schools to close due to staffing issues. We saw this happen in the fall when elementary statewide student assessments and punitive measures against school districts, educators, and funding during any pandemic. MSTA supports helping students who have experienced adverse childhood events by incorporating trauma-informed initiatives in the classroom and professional development for trauma-informed initiatives. MSTA supports each school district developing a written policy for transfer and assignment of students within a district and to any other school district. I've placed a copy of our 2021 MSTA Educational Policy Priorities at your spot prior to the meeting for you to read at your leisure. Prior to Christmas break, MSTA completed a survey on three main topics: statewide testing, teacher stress level, and teachers considering leaving the profession. 6,000 members from around the state completed the survey, and 94% of teachers that said that MAP testing should be suspended for the 2020-2021 school year. 80% of teachers reported that their stress level has been significantly increased compared to this time last year, and 57% of respondents said that they have considered leaving the profession. That last statistic is heartbreaking. CMSTA knows that collective bargaining begins this month. To date, we've not received topics of negotiations or dates for the meetings. We would like to be an active voice for our members and are in need of this information in order to be proactive. Since the bargaining season is to begin by the end of January, we look forward to this communication as soon as possible. Finally, I would like to recognize our members of the month for January: Clarissa James at Beulah Ralph, Jill Kylie at Jefferson Middle School, Alexandria Wendell at Battle High School, and Elizabeth Heiberg at the Center for Early Learning North. We appreciate these educators for their membership and dedication to our students. Thank you for your time this evening.
Thank you.